This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the September 26th, 2014 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Spine. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published today. The topics covered in this week's podcast are the cervical spine, cervical synovial cysts, and lumbar interbody fusion. The role of spinal fusion in the treatment of cervical synovial cysts, a series of 17 cases, and meta-analysis. A clinical article by Mohammed Biden and Joseph Lin and colleagues. Cervical synovial cysts can cause neck pain, radiculopathy, and/or myelopathy. Failure of non-operative management may warrant surgical intervention, but the efficacy of spinal fusion versus simple decompression is unclear. The authors report on 16 patients with cervical synovial cysts who underwent decompression and fusion due to underlying spinal instability. One patient underwent only decompression. There were no cyst recurrences in either group. The authors also performed a meta-analysis, combining data from their series of 17 cases with data from 84 cases identified in a search of the published literature. In the 101 cases included in this meta-analysis, 52 patients were treated with decompression only, and 49 patients were treated with fusion. After an average follow-up time of 16.5 months, there were no cyst recurrences, regardless of the surgical technique employed. Additionally, functional outcomes in terms of symptomatic improvement were similar among patients treated with decompression only and those treated with decompression and fusion. The authors note that these findings reflect a limited duration of follow-up, and prospective studies with longer follow-up time and biomechanical assessment are needed to corroborate the present findings. Vertebral osteolytic defect due to cellulose particles derived from gauze fibers after posterior lumbar interbody fusion. A case report by Shota Takenaka and co-authors. The authors report a rare case of pseudarthrosis in which a patient who had undergone lumbar fusion surgery developed an expanding vertebral osteolytic defect induced by cellulose particles. This 69-year-old man initially presented with leg and low back pain caused by a lumbar isthmic spondylolisthesis. He underwent a posterior lumbar interbody fusion, and his neurological symptoms and pain resolved within a year, but recurred 14 months after surgery. Radiological imaging demonstrated a cystic lesion on the inferior endplate of L5 and the superior endplate of S1. This lesion rapidly enlarged into a vertebral osteolytic defect. The patient underwent revision surgery and his low back pain resolved. A histopathological examination demonstrated foreign body type multinucleated giant cells containing 10 micrometer particles in the sample collected just below the defect. Microfourier transform infrared spectroscopy revealed that the foreign particles were cellulosic. Presumably, the particles originated from the cotton gauze fibers that had contaminated the interbody cages used during the initial surgery. The authors caution that this possibility should be considered in such cases, and that care can be taken to avoid contamination of the morselized bone used for autologous grafts by foreign materials, such as gauze fibers. Thank you for listening. Follow the JNS on Twitter at #TheJNS, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.